Hey guys, welcome to Tangents Retro Gaming Podcast, where we break down video games from today and yesteryears. My name is Toby, and today we're going to be diving into a hockey game that does not get enough talk about, which is kind of sad. NHL Blitz Pro. And if you love hard hits, fast game, and you know, a little bit of mixture of arcade and simulation hockey, well, stick around because this one has got a lot more going than you will remember. All right, let's get into the review of this game. NHL Blitz Pro was released in 03 for the PS2, the Xbox, and GameCube, which was also developed by Midway, the exact same company that was behind NFL Blitz, the series. Now, if you're familiar with the Blitz, you know what to expect. High-speed actions, huge insane hits, loose real-world rules. However, with NHL Blitz Pro, Midway did something a little bit unexpected. They added a little bit of realism, which to me is absolutely beautiful. Just because as Electronic Arts kind of tamed down the hits, the Blitz increased the hits. Unlike its predecessors, this is the very first Blitz hockey game to feature a full 5-on-5 gameplay instead of the traditional 3-versus-3. It also introduces penalties, icings, and offsides, which, you know, that's the whole realism part, which was a big shift from the usual arcade version of the Blitz Chaos in the first two. You know, don't worry about that. You can still body check people into next week and also make goalies regret their life choices on protecting that goal. So how does NHL Blitz Pro play? Well, actually pretty well. The controls are tight and responsive, which is absolutely beautiful. And the game still has that signature Midway feel. Fast, aggressive, and easy to pick up. Basically, you can pick it up, you know, three buttons, wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. You are ready to go. The passing is snappy. The shots feel more powerful. And the boost, oh, let me tell you, once you get on a breakaway, you pull that trigger, god dang, you're out for an intense breakaway. But here's where things get divisive. Since the game added more of the realistic rules, it lost some of the classic, like the anything goes Blitz feel. You could still tweak the settings to make it more arcade-like, but for some fans, it just wasn't the same. It's like NFL Blitz suddenly making you punt on fourth down. Not a real deal breaker, but definitely unexpected. One of the coolest things about NHL Blitz Pro was the inclusion of street hockey and Han Pocky modes in the game. Something you rarely see in hockey games back then and even now. If you were tired of the usual NHL arenas, games, teams, you could actually take the game outside and play in an actual casual backyard style environments. The street hockey featured smaller rinks, no glass, a lot more laid back feel, while the pond hockey had you skating on a frozen lake with snowbanks acting like boards, like the good old days of winter street hockey. These modes were really added some variety and let you experience hockey in an absolute total different way. Plus, also, no refs meant no penalties, just pure unfiltered fun. If that goalie robbed you with the glove save with like 30 seconds left, you still can go smack him as hard as you can, send him into next year, and you won't get a penalty. And if you grew up playing road hockey with your buddies, these modes were a blast and honestly made NHL Blitz Pro stand out from any other game of its time. You know, the more I think about it, it's kind of a shame we don't see more of this in modern hockey games. I'm shocked that Electronic Arts has installed this idea. Graphically, Blitz Pro looked, you know, pretty solid for a 2003 sports game. The player models were decent, the animations were smooth, and the ice had nice shine to it. The street hockey and pond hockey arenas also had, you know, a great atmosphere, making them feel different from standard arenas. The commentary, on the other hand, well, let's just say it was serviceable. It did its job, but at the same time, the energy as the over-top commentary from the Blitz series, yeah. The crowd noise and the arenas were well done. Though the bone-crushing hits, oh, they were satisfying. When Hoyman and I would play this game, most of our guys, I swear, got knocked out because we've hit so many times. It was probably A+ when it came to actually playing this game because we love the hits. NHL Hit Blitz Pro, wasn't just a pick up and play game. It actually had a decent amount of depth. You had standard exhibition, season, playoff mode, and even a franchise mode. But the real surprise included the online play. Now, online sports gambling was still in early days. Now, online sports gaming was still in the early days in 2003. So it was kind of a big deal for Midway to include. Sadly, when it came to the Xbox, Electronic Arts kind of shied away till about 2005 for online capabilities. That's the reason why XSN was created. All right, so the season mode was pretty deep, allowing for roster management, trades, and stat tracking, which, you know, when you're in a season, that adds quite a bit of stuff to it. It wasn't as complex as NHL 2K or EA series, but for a Midway game, it was more than it was expected. And if all that wasn't enough, the game had mini games and unlockable content, adding some replay value. So, is NHL Blitz Pro worth playing today? That depends on what you're looking for. If you want an over-the-top, no-rules arcade experience like the old-school Blades of Steel or NHL Hits, this might not scratch that itch, but if you want fun, fast-paced hockey with some arcade elements and a cool side mode like street and pond hockey, 100% it's worth the shot. My final score, 7.5 out of 10. The game is fun, the extra modes are freaking awesome, and it still holds up as a unique taste on hockey. It may not be the Blitz experience everyone was expecting, but it's a solid game on its own. Well, you guys, that is it for today's episode of Tangents Retro Gaming Podcast. Have you ever played NHL Blitz Pro? What do you think? Underrated gem? Missed opportunity? Hit me up on social media and let's talk about it. My email is tangentsgamingpod@gmail.com or tangentsgaming189 across all social media. And if you enjoyed today's episode, be sure to subscribe, leave a review, and share this with all your fellow hockey and gaming fans. Thanks for hanging out, and until next time, keep your skates sharp, your checks clean, or don't, because it's Blitz after all.